open spoken letter to the Western press machine.
This is the voice speaking.
You are Department of Propaganda. Definition is to influence the enemy's public opinion, and you're influencing the public. So what's your damn agenda? You present fallacy as fact, facts without context, suggested as actual. So is this intentional? How complicit are you in the mechanics of this press release mischief? Do you come willingly or bow down at their insistence? No validation, no filters, no fucking nothing, just repetition of the party line, a celebrity fashion. Just empty sentences, I see subtle slanting, you see short-term profits, but ignore the power plays advancing.
Why is it happening? Interest. Why is it happening? Why is it happening?
Pick a political story and read from every angle and see what. It's not partially impartial, it's practically impossible to find a challenge against power, to find opposition displayed as non-radical, always extremist viewpoint, dangerous and highly irrational. Standing in judgment when suited, standing silent when you watch one of your own silence. Sit down and do what you're damn told. Stand up and be deaf, blind and gagged. You're not unaccountable observers, you are actively involved. You betrayed your principles, there's no less guilt in ignorance. There's ink in your veins for the potential of the contaminated pigment. If the ears don't hear what the eyes don't see, the game's up, step back and watch your empire unfold. If you lose your trust, you lose your usefulness. My problem isn't political, it's personal. I just don't like being lied to. I don't trust your inclinations and understand that data is not information. Reputation is not investigation. They can't contend with our communications. So as a primary target, they always bomb the TV station. Are you a voice of the people or a voice of the powerful? What's your purpose? Are you an activist or a poison pen of the media circus? Bite the hand that feeds and take integrity with your funding. Democracy is damned if you're misleading our assumptions. Ask yourself, is it really worth trading freedom for consumption? Stop lying back, get up and do something. Stop lying back, get up and do something. Stop lying back, get up and do something.